with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. President Trump said Tuesday that he might consider letting a March 1st deadline for a trade deal between the U.S. and China slide if the two are close to an agreement. We'll have an update on this week's negotiations with Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrun in just a moment. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. President Trump also signaled on Tuesday that he might not support a border security deal lawmakers announced late Monday.
I have to study it. I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick, but I'm adding things to it.
The president also said he thinks another government shutdown is unlikely, but added that Democrats would be at fault if it happened. The tentative deal calls for more than $1.3 billion in funding for a border wall, less than the president's $5.7 billion request. Still, the president insisted Tuesday that the wall would be built. For the latest, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. A U.S. jury has convicted notorious Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman of 10 criminal counts, including smuggling illegal drugs into the U.S. and conspiring to murder dozens of people considered enemies of the Sinaloa drug cartel. Richard Donahue, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, called it a day of reckoning.
This conviction is a victory for the American people who has suffered so long and so much while Guzman made billions pouring poison over our southern border. This conviction is a victory for the Mexican people who have lost more than 100,000 lives in drug-related violence. This conviction is a victory for every family who has lost a loved one to the black hole of addiction.
Authorities had pursued Guzman, who escaped from maximum security prisons twice for more than two decades. Guzman was extradited from Mexico to the U.S. in 2017. The jury reached a verdict on the sixth day of deliberations after a three-month trial. The U.S. promised Mexico it wouldn't seek the death penalty. Guzman could face life in prison when he's sentenced. Apple is losing ground in the world's biggest smartphone market. The International Data Corp reports Apple smartphone shipments to China in the last 3 months of 2018 were down 20% as compared to the same period in the previous year. Shipments from rival Huawei, on the other hand, were up 23%. Last month, Apple CEO Tim Cook pointed to an economic slowdown in China for declining iPhone sales in the country. Consumers are also showing less willingness to upgrade and are holding on to older smartphone models longer. Still to come, the latest on trade talks between the U.S. and China. The latest round of trade talks between the U.S. and China are taking place in Beijing this week. So are the two sides any closer to reaching an agreement? Joining us now from Washington with the latest details is Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrun. Josh, the U.S. and China are toward the end of a 90-day truce they made late last year. Have they made any progress in negotiations since then?
Yeah, so the truce that started the very beginning of December, I think you can say that they have made some progress. I mean, they're there talking this week. It's a very high-level U.S. delegation that's going. The Treasury Secretary, the U.S. Trade Representative are both going to be there. And they've agreed, you know, China has agreed to talk about a really broad range of issues. You know, initially, China was kind of hoping that they could just make an agreement to, you know, buy some more soybeans and buy some more natural gas, and that maybe that would be sufficient. And the U.S. has successfully got them to start talking about a much broader range of issues. It's gotten them to talk about the way Chinese companies often are able to require their American partners to share their technology with them, their proprietary technology. That's a big issue for a lot of U.S. companies. You know, they're having discussions about some issues that China had previously said were off the limit for national security reasons, and they've kind of convinced China to discuss those issues as well. So they've certainly made some progress in the past 2.5 months, but it's still a big question of whether or not they're going to be able to get close enough to really agree on something in advance of that March 1st deadline.
There have been some mid-level talks this week ahead of the talks that will involve Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer later this week. Are there any details coming out of those mid-level talks?
That's right. I mean, that's pretty standard. Before you have the really high-level officials get in place and sit down in the room together, you have their staffs come talk about what the issues are and, you know, where you might be able to make progress and what specific things you might be able to agree on. One of the things our reporters in Beijing have picked up is that China's still, they're pretty reluctant to agree to some of the really important stuff that the U.S. wants. One of these things is the way that China supports its own companies. China kind of sees this as a critical way that the Communist Party there maintains control of the country by supporting certain state-owned or state-controlled companies, giving them an extra boost to make sure they grow. And so, you know, some of these issues that we know are out there are going to be really tough. But that said, we also know that they're very serious about, both sides are very motivated to make progress because they really want, you know, President Trump has said kind of a couple of times that he's interested in meeting with President Xi at another, the Chinese president at another summit. And so in order for them to do that, they really have to make progress on some of these issues. And by all accounts, they're working sincerely to do it.
Josh, if they aren't able to reach an agreement, tell us about the higher tariffs that would go into effect.
Well, back in September, the United States put tariffs of 10% on about $200 billion of Chinese imports that are coming into the U.S. each year. So you can think of that as raising about $20 billion. That's about the cost of the tariff that they're imposing. And the thing they said at the time was that they were going to raise that tariff to 25%. They were originally going to do that in January, but as part of this truce, they agreed to postpone it until March. So if they do it, it would go from 10 to 25%. So you can think of that as being like $20 billion in tariff payments, jumping all the way up to about $50 billion. Now, in practice, it'll be a little bit different than that, because rather than companies continuing to import things from China, they might search for suppliers in other parts of the world. So it could be a really big disruption to trade between the two countries. And then, of course, the flip side of it is that every time the U.S. has imposed tariffs on China, China has responded by imposing tariffs on the United States. So it's been a really balanced, it's been a really tit for tat back and forth. And I think we can expect if the U.S. did go forward with these big tariffs, China would respond with really big tariffs as well. And, you know, we've already been seeing economic effects from this. I mean, it's obviously been a concern for the stock market. The stock market has really not liked it when these tariffs have risen. It's started to affect global trade numbers pretty obviously. You're seeing that global trade has down. And you're seeing it starting to kind of take a toll on economic growth. You know, global economic growth has been weaker, and the U.S. could be in for a slowdown this year, too. It's already slowed a little bit from its really fast pace early in 2018. And so there's a lot at stake here if these tariffs actually go up higher.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumrun joining us from Washington with the latest on trade talks between the U.S. and China. Josh, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.